Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mary, and I have your zip code to locate the account, please.
29671.
Okay, I didn't quite get that. Will you repeat that again, please?
29671.
And I have your first and last name.
What company is this?
We're a third-party call center that handles customer support for 400 companies.
Okay, there's some charges on my bank statement that says it's $59.89 from your company. It's a recurring charge, and I have no idea what it is.
Okay, once I locate your name, then I'll be more than happy to let you know who's billing you and what we can do to stop it.
Okay, I mean, is this legit? I'm not...
Okay, may I have your name, please?
Is this legitimate? I mean, are you legit place? I mean, I'm already having charges on my card, so I don't want to give you any info if it's going to even make it worse.
Yes, we are.
I mean, you'd probably say yeah anyway. Judy Pace.
Okay, thank you. And will you verify your shipping address, please?
154 Jewel Street.
Okay, thank you. Give me. Okay, so it's showing that this is for the sweepstakes contest entry. Are you aware of doing a contest on April 14th to win a free prize?
No.
Okay, so you're not aware of doing that on April 14th at all from doing a survey?
No.
Okay, so I can cancel this for you and transfer you over to our fraud department to better assist you. Give me one moment, please. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What are you canceling?
I'm canceling the recurring charge because it's a recurring charge monthly until you cancel.
Because you think somebody entered a sweepstakes?
Yes, that's what this is for. Everything is done on the website. So do you think someone could have used your information to enter to the contest?
Well, she doesn't have internet, so I know. I mean, it's my aunt, and she's 81. So, yeah, no, there's no way she could have done it.
Okay, give me one moment. Give me one moment, ma'am. I'm going to transfer you over.
Okay, but you're going to cancel that, and it's going to be put back into my account?
Correct.
And it's not going to be charged anymore?
Correct.
Okay, do you have, like, a confirmation number or something? Or?
Yes, the cancellation number is C as in Charlie 920-860-865.
C920-860-865.
Correct.
Okay. And what was your name?
Mary.
Okay. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
And I need to talk to somebody else, you said?
Yes, to our fraud department. I'm transferring you now.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.